But first, yesterday, President Trump sent out a surprising tweet saying that after consulting with generals and military experts, he determined the U.S. government would not be allowing transgender people to serve in the military in any capacity. Critics, including Senator John McCain, said such a policy was discriminatory and it wouldn't make sense to reject a group of people who wanted to serve the country in the armed forces. The Trump announcement is personal for many Americans. One of those is Valley resident Danielle Lynch. She served in the U.S. Navy in the 1990s as a man and later came out as a trans woman. She's with me to talk about her experience and her reaction to President Trump's tweet. Danielle, first, how long were you in the military and what were your responsibilities?
I joined the military in 1991. I joined the U.S. Navy. I was a fire control technician, which is basically an electronics person. I worked on equipment on a cruiser for about 4 years or so after going through two different schools, and then got out of the military in 1997 after doing a couple of med cruises, a Baltic cruise, the Haiti embargo, Bosnia-Herzegovina, all the fun stuff that happened during those time periods. So spent a lot of time at sea.
So when you remember the military in the 90s, you were not transgender at that point?
Yeah, I hadn't transitioned. I mean, I would consider myself still transgender, but I hadn't transitioned, and I hadn't gone forward. I think this is kind of a weird point to make, but a lot of folks say, you know, it's a choice or whatever. It's not really a choice. I've been who I am since I was, you know, as far back as I can remember, maybe two or three or four, however far back that is. The choice, quote unquote, is the decisions, you know, the hard decisions you have to make about what you're going to do for yourself.
Knowing, though, when you were in the military and feeling that way, because of being in the military, did you feel any less comfortable because of the feeling of what the perception of how the military is?
I don't think so. I think when you join the military, you join because you are joining to serve. I don't think that it really limited my ability to serve, and I don't think that it put a damper on my ability to do anything while I was in the military. Did I feel more uncomfortable? I'm not sure if I felt uncomfortable. I think I felt more uncomfortable with myself, not so much uncomfortable with the environment. I was familiar with the environment. My father was a military guy. I grew up around military people in general, and so I was familiar with how the military worked, so I wasn't really uncomfortable with that. It did sadden me that there were the attitude of some people, and not just the military, would have towards gay people in general, the whole LGBT community. I don't know that it made me uncomfortable with being in there. And one thing about the military, too, is that those folks that join the military and that are in the military, you put aside your differences to get the job done. In some ways, it's the definition of patriotism.
So it felt like that even if, whether directed at you or just a general comments, if people said derogatory things, ultimately when the time was done to do the job, it didn't matter who was next to you as long as the person was aiming for the same goal.
You're all kind of in it together. And especially when you're on board a ship, there's only so many people there, and the things that need fixing or the things that need operating or the people that are trained to do that are the ones that have to do it. And so you can't shirk your responsibilities. You have to, if something's not working, you're up until it's fixed. And I don't think that being a trans person, even back then, hampered my ability to do my job.
On Wednesday, President Trump sent out a tweet saying after talking with his generals, he has determined that transgender people should not be serving in the U.S. military. We don't know what that means at this point. We've had sort of a strong reaction from Senator McCain, among others, criticizing what he said. You have military experience. You are a person who went through transition. What was your reaction when you heard about this?
In general, I'm kind of numb to everything that happens politically lately. But in this particular case, it seemed unpatriotic in general, and his knowledge of the military seems to be lacking. Who's to say that someone who's trans or a woman or whatever has any less capability to do that than the next person? If they're perfectly capable of doing it, then I don't see why we're not.
If someone were to come to you and say, after what President Trump has said, if someone were either had already gone through transition or was considering it or whatnot, would you have any hesitation about telling that person to still want to serve?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to serve in the military and you happen to be a trans person, which I think that's what it is. I think being a trans person doesn't define somebody. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of who somebody is. It's all the same thing. If you want to serve the United States military and do that in a capacity that you're able, then why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Danielle Lynch is a trans woman who served in the U.S. Navy from 1991 to 1997.